Good morning. Welcome to House Education Committee, and I'd like to call us to order. Today is May 3rd. Let the record reflect the time is 8:01 a.m. Today we have present Representative Story, Representative McKay, Representative Prox, Representative Hemshoot, and myself, Co-Chair Ruffridge. So we do have a quorum to conduct business, and please remind the committee members, those in the audience, to silence or turn off your cell phone. Staff assisting us today are Linda with House Records. Thank you, Linda. And Jake with the LIO, as well as my committee aide and Chief of Staff, Bud Sexton. If you need anything, he is right here to my right. We have the following items on our agenda today. We have the confirmation hearing for Albiona Salimi, student nominee to the University of Alaska Board of Regents, as well as HB 144, the repeal of the education tax credit sunset. My intent is to move that bill, and time permitting, we will return to HB 139, and also my intent is to move that bill as well. So, any questions on the agenda for this morning? Let the record reflect that Representative McCormick has joined us at 8:02 a.m. We will move first to our nominee for Board of Regents, Albiona Salimi. Welcome to House Education. Please introduce yourself for the record and give us a little bit of an introduction into you and why you want to serve in this capacity.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. My name is Albiona Salimi. I am currently entering my junior year at the University of Alaska Anchorage, where I am majoring in political science and minoring in justice, as well as women's studies. Having served in student government for 2 years now at UAA, I know how important students are to the success of the University of Alaska and as well as the economic future for the state of Alaska. And more importantly, as a first-generation student in my family, I know how important the University of Alaska is to me and to other students like me. So I'm really honored and humbled to be considered to serve as a student regent for the University of Alaska. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about my passion about student leadership and the University of Alaska today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that introduction. Are there any questions from committee members for Ms. Salimi? Representative Story.
Through the chair, thank you very much, Ms. Salimi, for your passion for education. I have been looking at your resume that we have before us, and I can see that you've been very highly involved in the university life. And can you tell me what your vision is serving in this position to make sure you're connected with the student body and how best to bring your voice to the board?
Thank you. So yeah, like looking at my resume, you can see that I served in USUAA, which is our student government here at UAA, and serving there, I've learned to lead events that can like bring together our students, staff, faculty, and administration. So just bridging the gap between students and administration and faculty was really important for us. And I think honestly, just maintaining an open ear and a willingness to collaborate is really important when trying to communicate efforts between the Board of Regents and other universities.
Thank you. Other questions? Okay. Representative Hemshoot.
Thank you, through the chair, Ms. Salimi. Do you have any ideas in mind of how to engage the student body more with the Board of Regents?
That is a very good question. I would love to have more open communication with the respective student governments of the universities, because I believe that at least serving at UAA student government, we're really able to engage the ideas and the concerns of the students. So I think having communication between the respective student governments would be very helpful.
Thank you, Representative Prox.
Thank you, through the chair. Thank you for applying and taking the interest in it. You mentioned that how important students are to the university, which yes, if there were no students, there would be no point in university. But from the perspective of the institution, university, what does the student regent bring? To make, you know, student, to represent students, you're right, but how are you right?
Yeah. Right, thank you. I do believe that, like I said, the student experience is important to relay. And I think that as a student serving at the Board of Regents, it's able to provide a more realistic perspective about the student and able to communicate the needs of the students as well as the needs of the university, and just having a balanced balanced motive between those two.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Story.
Yes, thank you, through the chair. Ms. Salimi, can you give me some thoughts on what made a difference for you, what happened in your earlier education experience that made you choose the university?
Yes, thank you. I personally, I really enjoyed my my high school teachers were really paramount in my success. I think all educators in Alaska are very passionate, and mine in particular were incredible, especially my, you know, history teachers really motivating me to explore political science. And yeah, without them, I wouldn't have pursued political science as much.
Representative McCormick.
I just want to thank you for taking your time to apply for this board and donating your time. I was just wondering if you could speak to some of the issues that you took on Student Council for University of Alaska Anchorage, and how you might use that experience or maybe take some of those issues up with the Board of Regents.
Yes, thank you. I served as our activities chair, so I was more focused on planning activities for the students, but I do know that some of the issues that were brought up were, for example, textbook costs. I know that's a really big issue for students, not being able to afford the textbooks for their class. Then it becomes a very awkward situation when you register for a class and then you go to your textbooks and you find out that they're too much for you, and then that you have to reevaluate your entire schedule. So I know textbook cost was has been a very big issue the past couple of years.
Okay. Well, seeing no further questions, thank you so much for introducing yourself to us this morning. And so we will now open public testimony on confirmation for Albiona Salimi. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on this nomination? Seeing none. Is there anyone online? Also seeing none, I will close public testimony. Is there any further comments or discussion from the committee? Also seeing none. Thank you for your time this morning, your willingness to serve in this capacity, and thank you for being up early and giving us a chance to ask you some questions. So the House Education Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees and recommends that the following be forwarded to a joint session for consideration: Albiona Salimi, University of Alaska Board of Regents nominee. And reminder that signing this report regarding appointments to the boards and commissions in no way reflects an individual member's approval or disapproval of the appointee, and the nomination is merely forwarded to the full legislature for confirmation or rejection. Thank you again for being with us today, Albiona. And I will, hold on, Representative Story.
Thank you for the indulgence as we're getting to the end of this. Ms. Salimi, through the chair, I see that you are a recipient of the Alaska Performance Scholarship. Can you, we are just looking to modernize the Alaska Performance Scholarship and notifying students early about this opportunity, increasing the award amount, having a step up. I don't know if you followed that at all. So that's my first question through the chair. Have you followed the bill to modernize the Alaska Performance Scholarship? But also, When were you first aware of the scholarship, and how did you come to decide you wanted to take the curriculum requirements to earn that degree?
Yes, thank you. I have not followed it particularly closely. I do know that at USUA we did pass a resolution in support of the bill. And to answer your second question, my high school made it a priority to inform us about the Alaska Performer Scholarship from our very first year, just so we were aware of the requirements and so we could begin tackling the requirements early, so that way later on, if we did realize we wanted to, if we wanted the scholarship, that we would have the curriculum behind us. So very, very early on, like freshman year.
Thank you. And thank you for working hard so you earned that scholarship.
All right. Thank you, Representative Story. And so I will take a brief at ease while we sign our paperwork to forward this nomination. So thank you again for being with us this morning. Brief at ease.
Wednesday, we're ready.
Well, right. We are back with the Education Committee, and we are moving on to House Bill 144, repeal of the Education Tax Credit Sunset. We did set an amendment deadline for last Wednesday, and we did not receive any amendments. We also heard public testimony on Friday, April 21st. Are there any additional questions or comments on House Bill 144 from committee members? Okay, seeing none, what is the will of the committee, Representative McCormick?
Thank you, Chair Ruffridge. I motion to move House Bill 144, version alpha, also referred to as 33-LS0654-A, be advanced from the committee with the attached fiscal note.
Brief at ease. Okay, back on record. We'll try that motion one more time. Sorry, that was my fault, Representative McCormick.
Thank you, Chair Ruffridge. I motion to move House Bill 144, version alpha, also referred to as 33-LS0654-A, be advanced from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Thank you, Representative McCormick. Is there any objection? Seeing none. Okay, well, House Bill 144 has advanced from committee, and we will take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. At ease. Back on record with House Education Committee. Moving on to House Bill 139. We had heard this bill a few times previously. We had left it with some amendments, and we had tabled, I think, amendment number 8 with Representative McKay, and wanted to bring that back in front of the committee. I think we had one further amendment as well as the tabled amendment to discuss, and then we can hopefully move this bill. So, Representative McKay on amendment number 8. Is that something that you wish to bring back from the table?
This is Representative McKay. For the record, I'll withdraw amendment 8.
Thank you, Representative McKay. Is there any further amendments offered by the committee? Did you wish to offer amendment number 9, Representative McKay?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further amendments to House Bill 139? This is the correspondence school funding, House Bill 139. Okay. Seeing none, Representative McCormick, what is the will of the committee?
Thank you, Chair Ruffridge. I motion to move that House Bill number 139, version Bravo, also referred to as 33-LS0582-B, be advanced from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, House Bill 139 has advanced from committee, and seeing that there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn at 8:22 a.m. Please stay around to sign the paperwork. for House Bill 139, and we are adjourned.